You're listening to DraftKings Network.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
We won't be in the playoffs.
Well, the Flames
because of empty stats, Matthew Tkachuk. Oh, wow.
What happened was they hired the murderer of fun. And the murderer of fun is Paul Maurice. That's what happened. He's the murderer of fun. We were the most fun team last year.
The coach came in is like, the style is going to change. We're going to play playoff hockey in the regular season. Listen, pal, if you're six points you're 6 points out of the final playoff spot, you're not playing playoff hockey in the playoffs.
Trying to play a more playoff style type of hockey.
That's what he said.
Of nonsense. Playoff style.
Are you going to play the playoff style from home?
I'm still offended at the opening night broadcast from the Florida Panthers when they came out and said, here's, we got to sell what we did in this offseason to the fans. And so what we're going to do is we're going to tell everyone we're going to play playoff style hockey in the regular season to get you ready.
Jesus.
And then to go right back to being outside of the final play, I'm offended. I'm still offended. It's so arrogant. There's so much hubris in You guys were playing that little tippy tappy fun stuff in the regular season. That stuff doesn't work in the play. We're gonna play man hockey now.
Why did they break the team up?
They just changed their stock. They changed coaches.
They broke the team up.
You and Huber, though. You just won't get over this. They won that
Chuck
trade.
Has been way better than Huber.
Go look at what Huber's doing this year.
It doesn't matter.
Eric Saul has as many goals as Jonathan Huber now.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like Matthew Tkachuk's got a bunch of empty stats. You're out of the playoffs.
Awesome. What are you talking about empty stats?
They're empty if you don't win.
They
don't win games.
Panthers suck, huh?
Yeah, why are they so bad this year? They won the Biden Cup last year, now what?
You guys are yelling at each other about won the trade, and I do believe the macro is, holy, they had the most fun team in hockey.
They tore apart a team that was amazing. After that unprecedented success, we're done with it.
Murder of fun wears a suit every night.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be trusted either because I think the problem still is, do we have faith in our netminder, Sergei Bobrovsky?
They're still going to miss the playoffs. They're not fun to watch. They don't have any discernible style. They play like all the other hockey teams. And in the middle of it, there's a very standout individual who is getting his stats, but is very clearly not helping the team win with those stats.
Give me a few years in a row in the postseason. And instead, they just blew it up.
The bigger conversation to have here is, do we owe Maurice an apology?
Not yet.
Because it seems like they're coming into form. A lot of criticism. These group chats were filled with firing the coach early in the season.
One of the most annoying things about Mike Ryan, right, is right there. Do we owe him an apology? He is going to be stubborn about giving that apology.
I would place a lot of that blame on installing this new system.
But if it pans out into a deep run in the playoffs, we all have to take the L.
All right, easy with it panning out.
I'm just saying. Not we all.
Here's why panning out is a bit of a stretch. Because if they get into the playoffs, what in all likelihood is going to be waiting for them is the top seed Boston Bruins, who are practically
best team ever.
I'd have no feeling towards this team. None. They ripped the soul out of it.
This has been every hockey season. We check in at about now.
Which is, to Zazzle's point, exactly why it's so ridiculous that they broke the team up.
Yeah. You know what would have been okay with me? Being the most fun team for maybe several seasons in a row, getting to the playoffs, God forbid, back-to-back seasons, and maybe win a couple playoff series instead of setting fire to it and trying to do something completely the opposite. And now they're going to miss the playoffs.
Oh my God, Chris Cody, Panther fan galore. Stugatz is so excited, he is texting me somewhere from the beyond saying, Roy is the only person in this studio who should be allowed at a microphone today.
Goddamn right.
But Mike Ryan is here, and I have to explain to the audience before we get going on this, and God, do I want to dissect the sheer arrogant ferocity in Chris Whittingham hitting you with a listen, pal. And just wrong on everything, loud wrong, aggressively loud wrong. But Mike Ryan feels like he's been aggressively loud right about this Panthers team. Nobody has been more right than Chris Cody. Got everything right in defense of the Panthers.
What? What?
Rami Roy.
You just heard it, Roy. I didn't hear your voice in there getting everything aggressively right.
I don't have to apologize to Paul Maurice. I don't.
There you go.
Wait, aggressively right is just merely asking a question?
That's right.
Do we have to apologize to Paul Maurice?
Let's
aggressively right.
Yes.
I'm with Roy. Aggressively right is when you don't even have to ask a question.
Like there's a lot of gas bagging that has happened over the course of this season and previous seasons. I defy you to find a single Panther fan that was like around December. Yeah. Bobrovsky and Paul Maurice got this.
Totally trust them.
telling him last night, I was literally yelling to him, never doubted you. I love you, Bob.
I had people like fishing for Bob tweets. I'm like, really? Like, you were Bob guy the entire time?
Nobody was a Bobrovsky guy. On. Nobody. The entire city wandered over the playoffs.
Bobrovsky. Probably wasn't a Bobrovsky guy. He's probably like, yeah, put Lion out there.
Our entire region, we didn't even play that parade of gas bags. You guys were aggressively pro get Bobrovsky the hell off the ice. I don't want to see him in these playoffs.
Everybody was. Everybody, the Panthers were get him off the ice.
It's crazy.
Alex Lyon started the first couple of games of this postseason.
I'm glad we have basketball expert Amin here today because I do feel, Mike, part of our responsibility now after 27 years of this is explain to the Cuban people in town, including the ones on our show, who are, because they didn't grow up 27 years ago with what this was as a childhood excitement that made Roy and Mike lifelong Panther fans. Because very early in the proceedings, holy shit, we got an underdog. Oh my God, Van Beesbrook and Bill Lindsay. Bill Lindsay is weeping at the game yesterday. Nobody's thought about Bill Lindsay around here for 15 years, except in this little pocket of land, Roy, where he produced one of the greatest goals any of us have ever seen and made you a fan at what age?
When he began. That's 93. That would be 9 years old. So, yeah.
One of the greatest goals in Panther history.
It was arguably the greatest Panther goal in franchise history until this playoff run, and now it's like sixth.
Oh, no, yeah, it's not only sixth. Everybody's talking about Gretzky himself says of the Barkov goal, one of the greatest I've ever seen. And I'm like, the next one was better. The way they ended them at the end of that game with three guys passing the puck around so Tkachuk could do what he's doing last night, skating on
getting
a
empty
knee.
Stats.
Empty stats. Yeah. Whittingham has never been more wrong. And the arrogance
scored
of loud wrong.
Tkachuk in this series, in a four-game sweep that was really close, all the games were decided by one goal. Tkachuk had three of the game-winning goals and assisted on the other one.
Doesn't help team win.
Can I ask a question? Has this now replaced me as the worst gas baggery before the opposite happening in sports history?
Whitty's got a couple of them. He also said Giannis is a two.
Yeah, but that one wasn't. The Giannis one wasn't as long and loud as
this
the Panthers
is one. This is aggressively loud wrong. Look, there's a lot happening around here. I want to read something because there's a lot happening at Metalark, around the show, and in this playoff run that has made Mike party so hard with Brooks Koepka last night.
Dude.
That he's totally unhinged here. He's crazed. He wants more mic time. Yesterday was International Mic Day, and he thinks every day is International Mic Day. Just yammer, 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 yammer. He has bumped David Sampson, a popular local hour. David Sampson, bumped.
Done.
That's usually where we are. And worse, offensively, Ron McGill of Zoom Miami has a Kiwi international controversy, wants to talk about it, and
done.
Mike's like, nope, the only animal I'm talking about today is Panthers.
The fruit?
No, there's a bird, and there's a video on it. And look, I apologize to New Zealand and anyone that is coming to this show today to hear Ron McGill talk about this Kiwi international incident. But there's comments out there on the internet. Tweet me. I'll send it to you. There's no shortage of Ron McGill talking about this. Today is not the day for Kiwis. We're talking about another endangered animal, the Florida panther.
Goddamn right.
There's nothing Mike won't bump right now.
Wait, you don't want to say...
Well, this is what he was doing last night. Mike's a mover and a shaker now. Literally, he's trying to make deals. He's wearing a Panther jersey. He used to be a Panther intern. He wants to be banging on that drum. Why McDaniels? Stugatz wants to angle for it.
And Mike McDaniel's a Nuggets fan. Keep an eye on that one.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
You want to be banging on that drum. You're partying with the people.
I don't want to be banging on the
Mike,
drum.
Mike, you know when the NHL finals start, no one else does. you're in secret meeting rooms in the club.
It's the Stanley Cup finals presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
You last night, late into the night, are celebrating in a way you haven't been allowed to celebrate in 27 years.
I should have been there with
you
them.
You should have. I told you. What? You should know by now.
What is the club's name? Who were you with? What was happening? What information was bartered?
A little private speakeasy at the Panthers Arena, and it was cool. And not to get too sappy with this, I almost like posted a photo that it was a candid photo of me literally stepping away from the party and taking it in. And I was like, no, this is too corny. But
stepping away from the party.
No, I swear.
No,
to
no,
God.
No. You shush. This we need to do this today. I want to do the exact same thing as Mike. Last night was so freaking cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I don't need any more.
Yeah.
We're good. I mean, I want to win, but the feeling I got last night in that arena afterwards with my friends celebrating, like,
He scored with 3 seconds left.
3 seconds
he
left.
Scored, this team was down 3-1 to Boston.
Roy, what'd
you
do? They
were down the goal with a minute left in game 7 at Boston. Monty tied it. And they walked off. They walked off in that series. They dragged Toronto. They're not even playing well. Christ. They're an 8 seed.
Yeah, please stop that. Stop that.
They're not even playing their best.
You can't blow out teams in hockey.
Lomberg agreed. And he scored a beauty.
He's obviously going to say, yes, of course, we can go a higher level. But, dude, every line is playing well right now. Every line.
Yeah, we're still allowing too many shots, and Bobrovsky is stopping them all. Bobrovsky's a hot goalie we were crying for. Incredible.
Roy, you cheered in the press box. Admit it. That goal went in, Roy.
Roy has slept. Roy came in here today dragging. Haven't seen him all week. He's been drinking.
His legs, he's preparing for the parade.
Said he got home at 2:30.
Preparing for the parade. We haven't seen Roy all week. He's just careening through the streets of Sunrise, drunk on winning. He's been waiting for this since he was a young. I mean, you heard the man. He fell in love with hockey. What are the chances that Roy Bellamy, from where Roy Bellamy is from, would fall in love with Panthers hockey at 8 years old or 9 years old?
The no cheering in the press box rule got thrown right out the window.
Wow. Journalism got...
I've had Roy and George Richards doing like a chest bump.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju.
Jameson all tore his shirt off.
At Levitard Show, is that the first time you've ever heard Roy Joy?
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Dan Le Batard.
I just heard a song that had Frank Sinatra singing from the window to the wall till the sweat drop off my balls.
Stugatz.
The window to
we all heard
the
that, right?
walls till the sweat drops down my balls.
So what I'm saying here.
All these females crawl singing, oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Old Blue Eyes.
Congratulations on your Suey nomination.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited-time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Still getting bombarded weeks later with a lot of this from every angle. Samson, I've listened for 14 years straight, almost every hour.
Congratulations.
He's terrible for the podcast. His contributions are beyond awful. I'm still going to listen to every segment like a psychopath, but he is very irritating to listen to. So I hope this sternly worded message leads to change. Is it just me? Am I crazy? Can't imagine working with him and having to interact with him every day. Is this why Quitty quit?
Signed, Jessica.
Samson, you say this, Mike. You're out of control, okay? I need to explain to people that an unhinged Mike Ryan, who was a careening train wreck of sports fandom the last few weeks, he just bounced into Sunrise and his team getting to the Stanley Cup Final.
Can he say his team?
For the first time. Well, I mean, he started working in sports through this team.
I can't say my team. What are you talking about?
Man, when this thing started, he was telling you, I need to lose one team. I can't pour myself into this. And we all saw and knew it was the Heat he was willing to lose. You asked him directly, who'd he rather win the championship? His answer flatly is Panthers. It's not particularly close. He's seen the Heat do it. But he's crazed. McGill wants to talk about the poor animal. He doesn't want to be in the middle of the controversy. And Samson wants to be on the show and is pissed off that you keep bumping him.
I mean, he's on during the local hour, and it's an unprecedented time in local sports history. No two teams have done this simultaneously, and they certainly haven't done it from 8 seeds. And I reserve the right to talk about local sports on a local sports hour.
Wait, what are you talking about? No two teams have done this.
No two teams have done this simultaneously in basketball and in hockey as 8 seeds.
As 8 seeds, no team. But you said no teams have done it, and then you're like, especially not as an 8 seed. And
I think what was the last time? Chicago?
Chicago did it. New York did it. I want to say.
When did New York do it?
94.
94? The Knicks went to the final, but they didn't win. So so you realize that that's like 30 years ago. So there's a large chunk of our audience that doesn't remember that.
Oh, but
that.
Mike, this is what's happening around here. I do, man, this is so interesting.
That was old ass Amin thing, and that was yesterday. No, that was 30 years ago.
But this is where Amin fell in love with some of this shit, because this is what makes a generation of sports fans. Mike's the children of Roy, Chris, and Mike. They're still very young, but they will feel some of this. Roy, Mike, and Chris are feeling this today because they grew up fans of this team, and it hasn't felt like this in literally 27 years when they became fans of sports. That's what's happening last night. And Mike is snorting it literally with Brooks Koepka.
This was a loser franchise that was just like in danger of moving to Hamilton. It was just one of the more insignificant franchises in all of professional sports.
That's your graduate in the room, huh, where it happens?
Yeah, and I not to get too sappy, but in high school, like, I wanted to chase a dream, and my favorite sport was professional hockey, and I loved the Florida Panthers because of what happened in 1996. I went to a job fair that the Panthers were hosting. I got an internship, and I worked for 2 years trying to chase a dream during an NHL lockout, and it taught me valuable lessons about work ethic, and sometimes dreams don't come true no matter how hard you work. And I saw a lot of people lose their jobs, and I got smacked in the face with the Michael Yormark experience.
Oh, God.
And it was...
How many Yormarks are there?
There are a couple, but it feels like twins. There's a wide, wide sea of evil. It
feels like there's a lot of corporate schmarmy. There's a NASCAR Yormark. There's a Nets Yormark. There's a hockey Yormark.
There's a Rockefeller Yormark.
They're awful. They're awful, and they're the kind of stuff that succeeds in sports business because they're awful.
It's quite the legacy that Michael Yormark has left behind, because people still talk about like what he did and what the franchise had to do, what Vinny Viola had to do to turn this whole thing around. And they started sacking success.
If I might, Mike, the business of the Panthers has been a disaster almost always. Like, you think about how the Marlins have won championships and then immediately betrayed those fan bases, and it turns into what the Marlins are now, where it's just like a bunch of fractured generations of sports emotions. I don't care that much over there. The Panthers have withstood really bad ownership.
Yeah, Huizenga ripping the team away from Miami when it looked like Miami was getting behind this team, and... We rep 305 a lot, but this is Broward's professional sports franchise, and this is got to be a great time for them. This is the greatest run in franchise history. They rarely ever made it to the playoffs, and now all of a sudden you have these consecutive years. And during this stretch, it never looked darker than it did just before the All-Star break. and probably a couple of games before the regular season finale. Keep in mind, like, yeah, we had harsh criticisms. Witty was saying all sorts of ridiculous nonsense that he refuses to capitulate over. But no criticism can be harsher than the head coach himself calling his team on the bench a bunch of effing bees with the season on the line. So you could do your freezing cold takes, but it looked like everybody damn near gave up on this team. And they find themselves, after a sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals, Prince of Wales Trophy champions, and headed to Lord Stanley Cup.
Any win last night would have been amazing. But to do it, buzzer beater.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. That moment, I would pay thousands of dollars to go back to that moment right now. Like, that moment... It was insane, dude.
Amin is laughing at you guys. As someone who wept in the stands because of how much he loves soccer, he's making fun. He's looking over here. I feel it off of him. Different. He's like, guys, come on. Stop with the fan syrup. Like, stop with it.
Cody's been a season ticket holder for several years. Roy's, do you know how many David Booth games Roy had to sit through?
Jesus
over there?
Christ.
Like, come on. Like, we love this team. We've seen a lot of bad, insignificant hockey. It was a meme. There were 5 points out of the playoffs every year, and it looked like we were going to lose the team. And now they're Eastern Conference champions. It's wild.
And Kachuk did it.
Kachuk did it.
It wasn't just a random guy at the end. You know, it's our best player behind the net where we start every goal. Yeah. Anytime the puck goes behind the net on the offensive side, I'm like, that's where we want it. That's where we do all of our damage. How do you leave him alone? How is he alone right there?
You know how hard it is in hockey to just be isolated on one player and be like, this guy's going to have this moment right now. And there wasn't a single person in that arena that wasn't fixated on Matthew Tkachuk as that clock ticked down because they wanted the puck on that stick.
Think about this. They were the 17th best team in the National Hockey League this year going into the playoffs. There was a team in the Western Conference that didn't make the playoffs that had a better season than the Florida Panthers.
And you know when a champion lifts a trophy and says, nobody believed in us, everyone doubted us, and most of the time it's hogwash? Like, there was a Georgia Bulldog that said, nobody believed us, nobody picked us. This is the one time that I think everyone would agree. Nobody believed in Bob. Nobody believed in Paul Maurice. Nobody believed in this loser franchise. Nobody thought they had a chance against Boston except this very room,
Let's
by
go.
The
way.
Yeah, goddamn
right. Cocks and balls and blenders. That's
wanted,
what we do.
Wanted the smoke.
I don't want to let Witty off the hook here, but there is an element of, like, I can't understand when a team is so bad that nobody believed in them and then they do the unthinkable, why do we go seek out the people who said
well,
otherwise.
This happened to you, and we'll get to this in a second, because somehow, Amin is now in beef with Will Manso. We don't have enough going on around here.
Never had that on my bingo card.
Okay, Will Manso is... Everyone loves Will Manso. Will Manso...
He's who I want to be.
Improbably, Will Manso, weirdly, close friends with David Sampson, who, again, Mike Ryan bumped because Mike Ryan's bumping these days. There's a whole lot of bumping going on with Brooks Koepka. You're sending me texts. What's the photo that you wouldn't put out there because you didn't want to be obnoxious with how cool you are?
Oh, no. I don't want to be obnoxious, period, on social media. I took that photo that I didn't take that photo. Yeah. A friend of mine took a photo as I was literally drinking everything in.
Take this photo.
There was a party raging behind me.
Look at me. I got my hands in my pockets. I'm standing up at where the banner's going
to
be.
He's trying to give you an authentic, loving sports moment, and you're urinating on it.
I mean, he's so far accurately described this photo is.
I'm remembering maybe as an intern and would we ever get here, and now here we are.
I was looking at the box that I would have lunch in during an NHL lockout where I expected to see ice and instead I just saw poured concrete as Monster Jam was coming to town for the 12th time in 5 months because we didn't have hockey.
Is the light reflecting off the tier?
Did you catch it?
Oh wait, hold on. Okay,
let me
get my compact. Hold on. Oh, okay, now it has a shine now.
Let me check it. Do it again.
All of this is fair,
it's a
filter. And I understand.
Is that Valencia?
But this is the worst. What you guys are doing. Like, what we're talking about.
I mean, Dane just wants to go sappy the entire time, and this photo plays up to it, but it is also mad corny, which is why I didn't put it out there. I've had an incredible time, and thankfully, the Panthers have been really great to this show. and been putting on guests. We're going to have, I think, either Brandon Montour, Carter Verhaeghe, both of them at the exact same time. Yeah. I want everybody on. That luckily, like, they've invited me into some of these celebrations, and it's just a dream come true.
Hit them.
Like, what?
Hit them.
Okay,
no,
I'll
but
hit him with the look at me, Louie. I think Amin's being cynical about something here.
I've had two experiences in my life. This is look at me, Louie, where teams that I work for ended up like lifting hardware, and it was special with Chelsea. And I used to sleep in sheets that were Florida Panther sheets, and Pavel Bure was like my favorite athlete ever. And it's
32 years old.
I was 32 years old. Yeah, it's just really cool. It was really cool.
This is the thing, though, that Amin is losing sight of.
I'm going to Vegas.
Okay.
So am I.
Me too.
Credentialed.
Wow. I'm going
credentialed.
That's a mistake. That is a mistake.
Oh dear God. We're gonna do
live
a careening. We're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be here next week. Figure that out.
Me neither. By
That'll
the way,
be fun. I'm going.
You know what? Let's take the entire show, man. Let's go.
That will be fun. We should be a part of this.
No,
if the
you
Panthers
shouldn't be.
Are gonna
no,
let us
no,
in.
You shouldn't be because every time we tried talking Panther hockey over the last decade, it always went back to 1996.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, that's where you're. Okay, you
no, 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 no. 2023 is now 1996.
Okay. We have a new
Goddamn
one.
Right.
Matthew
Let's
Tkachuk
go. Let's go.
Is the
Let's
greatest
go.
Player Let's in franchise
go.
History.
Let's go.
Gone is a Beezer. In is improbably Bob.
I'm seeing like the net, like 20 years from now in my career, I'm going to be talking about, man, that 2023 team.
Yeah.
Did you see that photo? That photo of Tkachuk sliding, sliding, celebrating. It's one of the great enduring images in South Florida sports history. This guy in a year became the greatest player in franchise history. He's the best American hockey player living, and he's on our team. He is ours for years and years.
Eat it, Witty.
To come.
He just did. Here's
hey.
Here's a great sports question. Who's better, Matthew Tkachuk or Keith Tkachuk? We debate next on the Dan Le Batard Show.
It's Matthew Tkachuk.
You're so cynical, man. It's a nice time. Don't shit on it.
No, I have to.
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit, and that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
Amino Hassan.
Stugatz.
Yeah, amino acid.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app to check it out. I mean, he's the guy. He's a marquee guy. He's with this run. He's probably the second most famous player in the league outside of the Crosby Ovechkin realm.
How about
Connor McDavid?
He's in terms of active guys doing the thing right now. He's right behind Connor McDavid.
Forget about active or not active. Is he a face of the league?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think he's marketable. He's good. He's a good talker.
I want to we should play that sound. He just hits every note perfectly.
What's the comp like from football or basketball that I can
look? So Connor McDavid is obviously there's a gulf even between what Connor McDavid is. We're doing show now. Roll with it. Okay. Connor McDavid is this incredible superstar. That we've had the Cavs from Too Many Men on, like they should maybe for the next few years just get a separate MVP award because this dude's gonna hog it. He's that brilliant,
right?
But he's not super marketable. It's kind of like the Mike Trout thing.
Wow,
he's not as bad as Trout is.
Okay,
but it's tough. He plays in Edmonton. He doesn't necessarily shy away from it, but he's not this super affable guy. Tkachuk is welcoming of all of this. I mean, Historically, Dan, you've had difficulty talking to hockey players. Matthew Tkachuk is not difficult to talk to. He's a good quote, and I want to play this sound right now. There's a reason why the media loves him. This guy is a face of the sport in a state. Are we going to get a stadium series? We're going to get a Winter Classic somewhere.
It's
got to
happen.
Here's Matthew Tkachuk talking about what this ride has been like the last few weeks.
Well, we have tons of support now, but I still think not many people believe. I mean, like, the people in this area support and believe in us, but to tell you the truth, there's not many people out there that do still. And we know that we've played some really good teams so far in this playoffs, and we know that the next team is going to be unbelievable as well. Kind of that similar feel of being the underdog and trying to prove people wrong again. And we know what we have in there. We know how to play. We know the right way to play. We know what makes us successful. And being in it with the guys and seeing the belief and seeing just the calmness to us is really something special. Like, nothing rattles us. I mean, they score with 3 minutes left. You'd think that, you know, here we go. Like, what's going to happen? But it's like the opposite. It's so fun to be around, and like, it's just so fun being at the rink right now. You know, we got a few weeks left of this, and it's going to be, we talked about it in the room, going to be the best few weeks of our lives, hopefully. So something that we're all really excited for.
They beat three of the best five teams in this league this season, including the best regular season team in the history of this league. And if Vegas wins tonight, it'll be four. Yeah. Out of five.
Three upsets over teams with over 100 points on the season. That kid's a superstar.
Sorry, did you guys say that was like a great quote, great sound?
I mean, for hockey, that's effervescent.
Amin is right about this. Hockey players stink as talkers, and that was a burst of raging emotion from a hockey player because they have to be all teeth and wires and all the shit that they are, because that sport is insane.
Like, he's marketable. He's feisty. He's welcoming of the limelight. He's American, and he's making hockey matter in a market where it mattered just once. Dan, don't say those years that it mattered. He's incredible. And in 1 year, he's made everybody forget about the previous greatest player in franchise history. He took that challenge on, too. He didn't shy away from those comparisons. We talked to him before the season, and he didn't deflect any of those questions. Normally, you'd get, like, don't ask him about Huberto. He's just a great kid and a great leader, and the team's taking on his identity.
And he's absolutely right. This team is completely relaxed. Hell, Paul Maurice is doing stand-up routines at the press conferences now.
I mean, it's not very funny. And he is what Zaslow called him. The joy killer, the fun killer.
No, Roy's totally right, though. In press conferences, he's really got a good personality.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
All right, but I have a problem here with what's happening with the show, okay? Because I've got Amin over here, and Amin is cold business guy who it thinks almost everything you guys are saying is laughable and syrupy, even though you're saying it from a genuine sports emotional place that doesn't get touched all that often around here anymore. Because the town's got a lot of losers in it, and last year was the first Dolphin season mattered in 20 years, and they've been seeing a lot of bad, like, really shitty hockey.
Oh, we get it. I mean, I'm front office guy. I don't see it through this lens. Like, we get it.
I just don't understand, like, the...
But you get it with the Heat, which is weird. Like, you're not a hockey guy. It's fine.
No. I get it with the Heat because I see the sustained success, and I know how hard that is. To be good, not necessarily great, but good every year is hard as hell in professional sports, particularly with a salary cap. And they don't. It's not like they've had a lot of cap flexibility. They've made things happen again and again. That's what I see. But, like, when you're talking about... I don't know. It feels very hollow. Like, I can see 18 months from now, none of you guys caring about the Panthers again, other than Roy.
Thanks, Amin.
Season ticket holder, three seasons.
Yeah, it's typical Miami bandwagon stuff, but also what might...
We're not bandwagon guys, man. No, we were, like I said, we've seen a lot of bad hockey.
He interned there 30 years ago.
No, it's not just interning there, though.
Come on, man.
You make fun of this, Amin, but I think this is genuine.
It's trading Sandis Ozlinch before he's, like, you have an all-star game, and he's your lone all-star.
Mike.
It's just, like, painstaking season after pains. What is this guy doing here?
What the hell is going on here?
No, get out. Out of here.
What
no,
is David
no, what is
Why
this
are you
guy
here?
Doing here?
Get Why are you
out.
Here?
No, this is the murderer of fun.
Today Thursday?
Get out of here, man.
No,
I have on my calendar that I'm here on Thursdays.
I don't understand what's happening with you and Mike Sampson. How many times now have you been bumped? And it's been since we gave America too much Sampson, and then all of a sudden Mike's like, whoa, got to dilute this a little bit. Really bothers people.
It certainly seems that that's the case, or maybe it's that he doesn't think that I can talk about anything other than Marlins or Heat or Panthers. But at the end of the day, if you ask me to do contractually every Thursday, I'm going to be here and ready. And then I get a text in the middle of the night. No, you're bumped. But I'm still going to keep the time open, because eventually you're going to realize that it's only like 8 people in South Florida who would rather not hear from me. But you have an entire audience who's okay with me being on the show.
In my defense, I was just texting bump, and I thought you could come through.
It was 4:00 in the morning. He was with Brooks Koepka partying in the bowels of the arena. But I don't know why Sampson.
It was a suite.
I don't know why Sampson is here. Well, you said it was a speakeasy before.
Yeah, it's a speakeasy suite.
Sweetie.
Sampson is the guy who said the teams don't like each other. The teams pretend to root for each other locally. That he's getting killed for this.
The Marlins have been very flattering on social media.
I bet they have.
What do you expect them to be? Of course they're going to be flattering.
What are you talking about? This is exactly why they want this guy on.
Unbelievable.
What is he doing?
I'm not saying that it's not great that the
Panthers are in the Stanley
Cup.
Can you just say go Cats go and leave? Like, just say vamos gatos, go.
Great. Go Cats go.
Yeah.
See you later.
See ya.
That's really
cool. Bye, Dave.
Now we lost him again.
Nothing personal. Look at that. Oh.
You know,
it's just business.
Everything's personal.
Hashtag wait to see. Give me my
Pringles.
No, get him out of here.
It's not personal.
How does he keep getting
through
there?
How does he keep popping up? You tell me that I have control.
Get Frankie the security guy.
I'm turning the pot off.
How does he keep?
I'm gonna say the F word again.
Get him out of here.
One of the things that we're gonna do better at Metalark is better security, because anyone can get on these shows. Anybody.
Okay.
Clearly. You're telling me,
Sampson. Please get out of here. You did say that the teams don't like each other and don't root for each other.
You understand how bad my lunch has been since you came here?
I didn't say they don't like each other. That is misstating what I said. I said the Marlins would prefer the Panthers and the Heat to be eliminated, and they can deny it all they want, but trust me, they prefer it.
Christ, shut up. Get him out of here. What are we doing?
You ruined lunch.
You ruined everything. We were cooking. We
did it. David, Roy's feet are up.
You understand how hard it is to get Roy this relaxed? I've never seen this man this happy.
They're about to be down in a second because of this guy.
Yeah, man. See ya.
I want the Panthers to win the cup now because I'm not with the Marlins.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're back.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
All right, you're back.
Hey,
you're on the back
bandwagon.
Up.
Maybe you can celebrate with us. Stugat says he's working on it. He's working Metalark executives on getting funding.
What are your thoughts on Gustav Forsling?
I'd like to know if we can all do a live show from Vegas.
There it is.
Well, but we're cutting back costs. You cut all the lunches around here. People are stealing snacks.
Yes, but I've done that in order to reallocate budget to things that are actually more fun for me to do.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Now everyone is with Sam because they want to go to Vegas.
If he's paying, I love him.
Hey, Mike.
I am not going on a work trip to Vegas.
Mike, I told you last night that I got to go to Denver next week. I might change that. I might go to Vegas too.
Yes.
It'll be comped. Finals. You said we could get that comped. Are you a Vegas whale?
Let's go to both.
Sampson.
No, yeah. I'm just saying that I've got enough connections, and you're Dan Lebatard and we're Metalark, that if we bring Stu, we will get everything comped.
Oh, he's not
Come
coming.
On. Come on. We got to do this.
No. Okay, but now look at you guys. You're all against Sampson right up until he offers
trip.
To pay.
I want a party.
Yeah, I'm with Mike.
I want to party.
You could do both.
We could do both.
All you have
That's
to
what
do.
I'm doing.
Trust me.
3 hours of work, 21 hours of party.
I don't want Dan or Sue there. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it.
Okay, that's spoken as the Heat fan who least deserves to be on this bandwagon.
What are you talking about? I'm an emotional fan. You call me annoying every time I come to a microphone. You turn the audience against me. You say I'm cocaine-y.
You are.
All these things are true, by the way, but it's besides the point. Let me have some fun. Let me enjoy it. You're being a joy sucker. And then you get David Sampson in this company just to do this? This is one of the happiest moments of my life.
This is tickets to Vegas. We've got it.
Yes!
Yeah!
This is the call. I can get us to Vegas and to Denver.
No!
Four of us can go. We need one producer. two talent, one camera, and we can do a trip to Denver and Vegas for Stanley Cup and NBA Finals.
Dibs.
Who's with me?
I'm in. I already got credentials.
Now
I'm in.
Now everyone is Samson's friend. Now everyone loves Samson because he's paying the bill.
You guys are pathetic.
That is gross.
If you can add a stop that in Omaha, gross. I'm in.
You guys Omaha, are so let's go. Bought and purchased. Samson is making your lunches shitty. They're finger sandwiches out there, but he pays for one Vegas trip, and he buys all of you that quickly?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so easy, Dan. I can't even believe it.
It's embarrassing. Look at Amin. Amin's right here. Yes, please. Let me get to Vegas. Yeah. I want to have a drink on the company dime. I'll sell my entire soul for it.
NHL insider Amino Hassan. What's up, guys?
Oh, my God.
Nathan Kachuk. He's the Jason Tatum of hockey.
How about this turnaround from Mark Stahl?
Jason Tatum. Can you play the Lindsay sound, please? Bill Lindsay, emotional.
The blonde bomber.
We have so much to get to still on this game.
Yeah, we will. The local hour is going to spill into the national stuff again. Let's just play Bill Lindsay getting emotional.
Billy Lindsay, we picked the perfect time to have you in studio. What does that moment feel like?
But I'm emotional.
You should be. It's a big deal for you and all the Florida Panthers that have come before.
Oh, man.
Hey, looks good on you, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Fabulous. It's home. It's been a long time. Yeah. It's been a long time, long journey. Man, am I proud of this team.
You want to watch the highlights?
Yeah, let's get
right to the highlights here.
Gooseys.
Yes. Like, I listen to a lot of Billy Lindsay on the radio. Do you know how hard it is to get emotion out of that man? Like, it was hard.
That guy's been boring for 30 years.
I mean, that's hockey, baby.
He sounds like Chris Cody's Skip Carey.
Amin has been cynical this entire time.
Amin is making fun of everything here. He thinks your emotion is funny.
David, we're going to let you go. No review. We'll be in touch about Vegas. But I just got one thing left to say before this. Brent Burns, if your teeth weren't already out of your mouth, I'd knock them out myself. God damn you for doing that to Matthew Tkachuk. How dare you? I'm so happy you got swept, you f***ing loser.
Wow.
Gee.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit. And that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.